Blacksburg, Virginia is a college town with quite a few things to do. However, one thing that you'll find missing are local concert venues outside of the Virginia Tech campus. Virginia Tech student Cody Carroll and other community members have decided to take matters into their own hands and host guerrilla-style concerts in their own homes.
John Clockwood, who is one of the main people who books shows, or at least somewhat, around Blacksburg, he was talking about, like, oh yeah, like, all the downtown venues are sucking now, like, charging people, and already they were shitty, you know, and we need a house. And I was like, oh, we can put shows on. And that's where, so the Litter Box name came up, because I thought it was a perfect name. Like, honestly, this is not a perfect house. Really, I wanted a place for, like, every type of person in the Blacksburg community to come.
And if you believe that these guerrilla concerts are more likely to get the police called to shut them down, the host made sure to take extra precautions to keep the peace.
But like every other show, like even ones that are like, you know, the hip-hop show, which is pretty loud with Adam's bass, and like, and then like punk shows that just get insane with drums, they're all like, nobody has ever called. And like before the first three shows, I went to like the surrounding neighbors and let them know that, you know, we were having a show, some friends were playing in the basement. Okay. We would have people over, there was, might be some noise, if you have any problems, like, come to me, mm-hmm. or call this, you know, call my number. And most of them are just extremely nice, and are like, old men, they're like, oh, if I don't go to sleep, it's my fault, and I'm like, oh, thank you, I appreciate that.
But it's not just about keeping the neighbors and local law enforcement happy. The hosts also want to make sure concertgoers are safe in the future.
I definitely want to have the possibility of registering it within city guidelines concerning like fire guidelines and stuff, and just like general safety things. And I know one thing I don't think I could possibly accommodate to is like wheelchair access, but things like that.
This is Dylan Holiday reporting for the newsfeed.